Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God, says Jesus in Matthew 5:8. And theologian Meister Eckhart writes, a pure heart is one that is unencumbered, unworried, uncommitted, and which does not want its own way about anything, but which rather is submerged in the loving will of God. As we center ourselves for this time of meditation, let's pause to reflect on James 1, 5-8. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. James 1, 5-8. Eugene Peterson puts it like this in the Message version. People who worry their prayers are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master that way, adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. I wonder where I am keeping my options open, double-minded. Where am I worried and encumbered and committed to my own perspective and ideas, my own strength and capacity? Where do I lack wisdom? Am I really asking God for this, or is it just an insurance policy in case my way doesn't work out? Or am I hoping God will come through, but making plans just in case? God rescues us from the need to put faith in our own wisdom or strength or wealth or capability, but instead invites us to let go of our illusions of control and simply trust God. As I listen to the passage again, I consider, where in my life do I have a longing for an undivided heart and for seeing God more clearly in each moment? I take note of what stirs in response. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. James 1, 5-8. Psalm 86 speaks perfectly our closing prayer. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love toward me.